Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 19th. Tune in Tuesday. I have a real treat for us at the end. The children's choir's last Wednesday night sang several songs, and I just loved one of them that is scripture-based. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And so today they're going to sing that prayer over us as we end. But first, let's dig into God's Word together. We're in Genesis chapter 26 today. We're only going to read 5 verses. This is about Isaac and Abimelech. Many scholars believe that this is the same Abimelech that Abraham lied to when he said, "Oh, this is Sarah, my sister," and that got Abraham into a lot of trouble. And unfortunately, if we were to read on in today's scripture, we would see that Isaac does something very similar. My study Bible says this: like Abraham, Isaac's intent was to deceive in order to protect himself. And that is just a warning for us today. In what ways are we telling those little lies to protect ourselves? All right, Genesis 26, verses 1 through 5. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the previous famine in Abraham's time, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live. Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give them all these lands. And through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because Abraham obeyed me and did everything I required of him, keeping my commands, my decrees, and my instructions." Oh, how complex the Bible is. I just said at the beginning with a little commentary that Abraham had sinned and had self-protected. And here the Bible reminds us how faithful he was. Abraham obeyed and did everything I required of him. I think this is specifically in reference to the covenant. But even there, we see that his life was very messy. So I don't really know what to do with this other than to say that God uses people who are flawed. And when he promises something, when he makes his covenant promise to us, he desires our obedience. I think most clearly about Abraham's willingness to give up his son Isaac, if and when the Lord commanded that. Now, we know that ultimately God did not require that of Abraham, but he wanted to know that Abraham would do anything that he required of him. And so today, as we contemplate God's Word, I want to give us 2 things to think about. One from the passage that we didn't read: are there little ways that I'm subtly telling lies or hiding the truth to self-protect? And number 2, can I pray this prayer? Lord, I want to do everything that you require of me. Help me to keep your commands, your decrees, and your instructions. Let's move on over to the Psalms now, to Psalm 128. Did you figure out how many songs of ascent there are? Yes, there are 15, and Psalm 128 is one of them. This is a psalm that reminds us of the blessing of the life given over to fear of the Lord. Now, each of the blessings here recorded may not be for each of us. For example, he calls children a blessing, and oh, they are. But some of us don't have physical children. We have spiritual children, perhaps. Another is that you may live to see your children's children. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? but some of us die at an early age. This is what Doug Webster has to say about this passage. Psalm 128 beautifully portrays the prosperity gospel, not the gospel that confuses American materialism and hedonism with spirituality, but the gospel of grace that sanctifies the ordinary and reveals the glory of God in every aspect of life. True prosperity is found close to home in the blessing of meaningful and rewarding work, the love of family and friends, and in the joys and challenges of nurturing sons and daughters and grandchildren in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, if one of our goals in Christ is to live to be a grandparent and to see the faith take root in the next generation, we will know the difference between the blessing that comes from the fear of the Lord and the success that comes from self-service. So in other words, if we just want to live a long time just for the sake of living a long time, then that's not a true blessing from the Lord. The blessing is that in a life that has lived a long time, we have the opportunity to see faith take root in the next generation. Psalm 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for a man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Have I mentioned to you lately that I'm so grateful for you? I imagine some of you are just getting your day started, and I pray alongside you that the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart will be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Perhaps some of you are going to bed. Oh, what a wonderful thing to be in God's Word before you lie down. Remember, He is your rock and your Redeemer. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that it challenges us and it encourages us. Remind us, Lord, that we are blessed when we fear you and when we walk in obedience to you. I want to stop now and just give a moment to reflect on all the needs in our community. We lift them up to you, Lord. We also take a moment to tune our hearts to yours. We want to be a people who do everything you require of us, keeping your commands, your decrees, and your instruction. And most of all, we want to look to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who obeyed you and who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, shunning its shame. And now he's seated at your right hand, Father. For Jesus, we are thankful. And we pray all of this in his name. Amen.